Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy.
Nice.
Let's dream.
WQAM.
Okay.
560 Odyssey app.
There you go.
Live on YouTube, Twitch. Just type in 560 WQAM. Let's dream the impossible dream. Maybe not impossible.
Well, that was quick.
Let's dream that Tua leads the Miami Dolphins to the championship. I'm not talking AFC.
Why do you look traumatized?
I'm talking Super Bowl.
Why'd you say impossible, huh?
I said maybe not impossible.
Sick of your attitude.
That parade. We've been talking about parades all day. Parade.
Ooh.
You know, I'm from New Orleans.
About a Dolphins parade?
You know I'm a New Orleans guy, so I got to talk about everything's a parade. Life is a parade.
Do they say parade?
No, nobody says that.
Parade?
I don't know why I thought you said power raid.
There was a power rave that's going to be happening this weekend. It's called Ultra Music Fest.
Wow, I feel like it already happened like 2 segments ago.
Yeah, that was true. It was Dan Day's dancing to the montage.
There's one thing I can do. Nonetheless, I always dream of this. When Tua and Mike McDaniel and Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Phillips and all those guys lead us to a Super Bowl championship, the parade should start at Miami-Dade Arena, which could soon be renamed, and should go all the way to Hard Rock Stadium. And then it culminates in Hard Rock Stadium. They throw a huge rave party.
Wow.
That's a long parade.
That is quite okay. So, what do they
take? You're in a bit of a party mood.
Are they taking 95? What's going on this morning, dude? Is this an express lane thing? Are people walking?
Express lane.
This is quite.
Well, where would the Dolphins? Would the parade be in the parking lot of Hard Rock Stadium and then culminate in Hard Rock?
They have Rolling Loud.
But man, it's Biscayne, man.
I mean, Biscayne is much cooler than Miami Gardens for sure. I get that.
But they're definitely gonna do it at the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, I mean it's a beautiful facility.
And it's kind of centrally located so that all the fans in South Florida can get there.
And again, man, they do Rolling Loud there. They do, you know, crazy things.
Oh, they
can
definitely have that. And that's always been the question. When, not if.
Yes.
Because eventually the Dolphins are maybe sooner than later. I actually do believe sooner than later the Dolphins will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I win. And this is not just being silly. This isn't being stupid. This isn't being anything. Go to the University of Wisconsin, they go to the Final Four, and they win the Rose Bowl my freshman year.
All right.
I go back to LSU, Nick Saban joins me there.
Nice.
LSU wins a national championship.
Followed you there.
Went to Southern California.
Okay.
Lakers win the championship.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was going to say, you went to USC also?
No.
How many schools did you go to, Dan?
Came back to Louisiana. Guess what? Yeah. LSU won another national championship.
Whoa, okay.
Saints win a Super Bowl.
Whoa. Now, that was historic.
So, look at my track record. Now, I'm here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Nova Southeastern.
Okay.
Miami Hurricanes men's and women's going to win the national championship.
I like that.
And then the Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
Thus far, it's been a good tenure. Tua, Tyreek, Jalen, just the offseason acquisitions have been amazing.
I mean, yeah, how can you? Dolphins are all in.
Yeah.
You can say a lot of things about the Dolphins and how they handle things and do things, but if you are doubting their desire to win,
yeah,
that's all you can ask for your team to do. You can't ask for them to win every game, but all you ask them to do is please put us in the best position possible. And we've been on a team, and we've had Dolphins teams that maybe they didn't do that. They didn't put themselves in the position to win. This iteration of the Dolphins, they do everything to try to win. And as a fan, you got to respect that. You got to love that.
Yeah. I mean, Stephen Ross has put his money on the line, mm-hmm. and it's just going to come back tenfold. Not only is he getting good things, you know, from the amount of money he's put into the stadium, but from the team itself. The success has continued to rise. Brian Flores set a nice foundation. Mike McDaniel has picked it up. And it's just going to keep going in the right direction.
That's interesting. Brian Flores set a good foundation.
He did. He really did. You know, I know he went out a little ugly there. Not to his, you know, not to discredit him at all. I'm sure whatever he said probably did happen there. But, you know, it is what it is.
I want to ask a good question because I'm always interested in stuff like this. And I'm going to ask you, Marcos, JFig. And I want our listeners to text in or to go to YouTube Live, Twitch, and chime in on this. 305-567-0560, the number to text in. Realistically, let's be real, keep it a buck. How many years do you think it's going to take the Miami Dolphins to win the Super Bowl? And I'm going to be realistic with you right now.
Yep.
I'm going to say two for Tua. I really do believe that. I believe this year is where you kind of set the foundation and you make a little bit of a playoff run. You get some experience and you've got the pieces. After you have that experience, Mike McDaniel gets another year under his belt. I'm giving you all the reasons. Obviously, I'm giving you all the reasons why I do believe. And some people said, oh, that's impossible. You're in a tough division. Well, you know what? There's no such thing as an easy division except the Saints. Man, they got an easy division. The NFC South is terrible. Nonetheless, I really do. I believe they've got the pieces. Now the coaching is getting the experience. You get the playoff experience this year. Maybe make it to an AFC championship game or so. At least win one playoff game. Tua stays healthy. 2 years from now, you could be in the Hard Rock Stadium's parking lot, downing Jameson, throwing beers, busting champagne on each other.
I'm sorry. Am I throwing beers at people or am I just like...
Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay,
you drink like a half a beer.
Liquid, not the actual bottle.
People start going crazy. You have a can of, I don't know...
Waste.
Modelo.
Mo, that's nice. I was thinking more like Bush Light or something. You're just, have a beer. Let's go, party.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Marcos, realistically, and I'm not telling, and I mean, like, this 2 years sounds like it's far-fetched, but
that's not bad.
I think with the pieces and that you're in this win-now mentality and Tua stays healthy, of course, that's always the big asterisk. Tua stays healthy.
Yeah.
Not this year, but the next. In a perfect world, and I do think some things can align, Super Bowl could be right here in the Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
Trophy.
Yep.
Could be here in South Florida. What about you?
Okay. So I agree with what you're saying for sure, but I'm going to ask you a question to help explain my answer. How many teams are 100% easily, no questions asked, better than the Miami Dolphins?
How many teams right now are better than Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
I can say for sure. And this is, you know, just based off of the success of Patrick Mahomes and the success of Travis Kelce and the success of Andy Reid, of course. You always got to give the Chiefs respect. Okay. So let's just say the Chiefs, right? I think we have more talent than the Chiefs, but just because they're the champions, I'm going to respect them. Other than that, maybe I'll go as far as saying possibly a Cincinnati. Maybe, you know? Other than that, I think we're as good as the Bills. And I think we're as good as every other team in the NFL, offensively and defensively and coaching-wise. Vic Fangio, Mike McDaniel, you know, everything checks the boxes. I think we have good chemistry. I think we have a good mixture of youth and veteran leadership. I think we have good athleticism. We have good
people in the right places. Obviously, this is best case scenario, everyone stays healthy kind of vibes. But for the most part, there's no team that you can tell me is 100% head and shoulders better than Miami Dolphins. So I don't see why next year can't be the year. But of course, you know, that's definitely like a homer kind of view to it.
Right, right.
But like trying to just break down the facts, what team should I be scared of?
You should be scared of the Kansas City Chiefs. You should be scared of the Philadelphia Eagles, that's for sure. You should be scared of the Cincinnati Bengals. You should probably be a little bit afraid of Buffalo Bills until you can beat them in the playoffs. There are some teams, but once again, we've made additions this year.
Yep.
We've gotten coaching, a lot of additions. And also, look where you were when Tua was healthy. Before Tua started getting injured, you were one of the premier teams in the league. Right up there. You were beating Baltimore.
Yeah.
You were beating the Bills. You were putting on some people.
For sure.
Once again, that's another argument. One of the texters, 561, agrees 2 to 5 year span might even get two for Tua. There you go. One texter says he effing hates me, or she says she is probably a female.
Yeah.
She
that was me, actually.
She can't stand me.
Yeah.
561, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. Figgy, though, I do want to ask you, realistically, if the Dolphins, or when the Dolphins win the championship, when would it be? Years-wise.
Guys, I can't help but try. Like, I understand there's a bunch of new additions. I get where you both are coming from, right. But I just, you know, I'm a little nervous.
I understand
fair.
That. And
it's fair.
Look,
it's fair. It's what being a Dolphins fan is all about. Being
true.
A little nervous, you know?
Super Bowl championships don't grow on trees. I understand that.
Correct.
Only one team can win it.
Right. And I do believe in Tua, and I know that if he's healthy, he will get us there quite quickly. I'm just scared. So I'm going to be like Leroy right now, and I'm going to say I don't really want to say much because we haven't even started the season yet.
Wow.
So we don't know how everyone's going to work together. Remember, you have to learn how to work together to get there eventually. So I can't help but say 2 to 3 years, maybe.
No, that's good. That's optimistic. Bad, I thought you were going to say it's
me
not going to happen.
I thought you were like 5 years.
I thought you were going to say 10, 12, 20.
Wow, 20?
I'm just saying.
I do have a really good feeling, though. So I really hope I'm wrong, and I hope it's a lot closer than I think, but realistically,
if you tell me right now the Dolphins will win a championship in the next 2 to 5 years, I'm all in on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm more than happy about that. That's big time. But once again, there are a lot of factors. I mean, you play one bad quarter in the playoffs and you in your season. Let's remember that. So, yeah, there are a lot of factors, and only one team wins. And they don't grow on trees, and a lot of things have to align. So we're hoping 2 to 5. We just want one. Let's get one eventually.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just take a second to reflect on that.
Let's get to the headlines. They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Ooh, very nice.
Whoa.
FAU defeated Tennessee 62-55 to advance to their first Elite Eight. They are going to face Kansas State, who downed Michigan State 98-93 in overtime. They're going to be playing tomorrow at 6 o'clock. UConn, they blasted the Hogs of Arkansas 88-65, while Gonzaga buried a three to bury UCLA 79-76. Let's get stoked up for today's game. Men's action, 6:30, San Diego State versus Alabama. Then the Canes, our very own Canes, taking the court against top-seeded Houston at 7:15. Princeton and Creighton throw down at 9, while Xavier and Texas duke it out at 9:45. The Canes women's team, get ready, little matinee action, 2:30 today against Villanova. Very excited about all of those games.
Nice.
The Panthers had another bad second period, giving up 3 goals and losing 6-2 to the Maple Leafs last night. They look to get right tomorrow at 5 when they host the Rangers. There is a rumor, a little bird told me in my ear, pardon the pun, that Figgy is going to go to the game tomorrow.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe, but it's looking quite likely.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Are you going to bring your dad Eduardo with you?
That is...
Can you stop calling him that? That is not his name.
That's someone else's dad, Dan. That is someone else's dad.
Little backstory. So, Vicky's dad was my date to the Tyreek Hill gala.
He wasn't your date.
He was my plus one.
Vicky's mom will probably be a little upset with that.
Right. But they did get along pretty well.
Obviously,
and it's
really
gala,
well.
By the way. Yeah. I'm not going to let that slide.
It's gala, by
is
the
it?
Way.
Okay.
Technically,
no.
Phonetically, it's gala.
Gala?
No.
It's gala.
Is
Go
it
ahead.
Gala?
Nonetheless,
yeah.
So me and Figgy's dad were having a really good time, and somewhere along the line, after the 17th beer, I thought his name was Eduardo.
Yeah. And he just went with it because he's a nice
no
guy.
No one said that name on the table, by the way.
I really feel like that's someone else's dad.
We know it's someone else's dad. What is Papa Figueroa's name?
I'm not disclosing
that. Okay, I'm just
going to
say Edward. It's Edward.
Agent
007. All right, Figgy, I know you're interested in this. I know I'm interested, of course. Wow. Newly signed Dolphins receiver Braxton Berrios is said to have split with his reality TV star girlfriend, Sophia Culpa. The two started dating back in 2020.
Wow.
I've been seeing some stuff on the... I've been boots on the gram, like we say.
Wow.
And so I kind of saw that coming.
Who are these people exactly? I know Braxton Berrios.
Well, Braxton Berrios.
Yes.
Sophia Culpa's sister won Miss USA.
Okay, hold on.
Olivia. Olivia Culpa.
Okay, so I know that name.
Culpa.
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 Sure.
Okay, but her sister won, so then why do I... Okay, never mind.
It's a reality show about the sisters.
Yes. It's called the Culpa Sisters?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and it's on HBO Max.
I was going to say it's on like the 8,000 channel.
So I actually watched the show.
I'm sure it's
because riveting. I was intrigued.
Yes.
And Olivia
yes.
has had trauma from dating somebody in Miami.
No. Yes. Dating in Miami could be tough.
Oh, no.
Miami dating right here. It's pretty difficult, guys.
Well, okay, wait. Is one of them dating Christian McCaffrey?
Yes.
Which is Olivia right now.
Man, let me tell you. They know how to pick some guys. I was going to say, they know how to pick some guys.
She's dating Danny Amendola.
Oh,
once again, they know how to pick some guys.
She just goes outside. She's like, who has the most perfect jawline? And then that's who she goes with.
And muscles.
Yeah, for sure.
That is true. But yeah, so basically the whole story is like, I'm not trying to like be on anyone's side. I'm not trying
you don't want to take a Culpa Braxton Berrios side.
No, I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to, you know, talk bad about one another. I'm not going to do any of that. But
solid.
From what I saw, basically they have trauma with Miami players. And so she was... Last season, she was hoping that he stayed with the Jets, and he did, and she was happy about it because they don't have the best luck here in Miami. So when I saw that he signed with Miami, I knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it came to an end, but what can I say?
Speaking of beautiful men that I respect.
Yes.
David Beckham.
Okay.
Is said to have spent over $60 million of his own dollars to improve Inter Miami's practice facilities. It now includes a state-of-the-art gym.
Wow.
Pools.
Yep.
Hot tubs.
Nice.
Along with a fully staffed kitchen.
That's amazing.
Gotta respect that.
Gotta respect that.
The Herons host Chicago FC tomorrow at Drive Pink Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30.
That's kind of how you legitimize any sort of program, whether it be college, NFL. You get like, you spend a lot of money and you get a nice training facility. And people are like, oh, wow. Yeah, they care.
On the up and up, yeah.
I like it.
Did you hear about this? Brickell-based tech company, KCR, are in talks with the Miami-Dade Arena for naming rights. The Heat, of course, they're going to be hosting the Nets at the Miami-Dade Arena for now. Tomorrow at 8, KCR. KCR.
What the hell?
I have it phonetically spelled out. I still got it right. KCR. In Brickell.
I don't even spell that. Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't know how to spell it.
K-A-S-E-Y-A.
I mean, I'm just reading how he wrote it.
KCR software company? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep. Or am I? KCR tech company.
Oh, nice. Okay. So it'd be the Miami Heat are going to take on at KCR Arena.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Brickell based. And of course, for our fans from Argentina, especially, Lionel Messi scored his 800th career goal for club and country last night in Argentina's 2-0 win over Panama. The match was a friendly.
Wow. He's still playing, huh?
Pretty good.
If I win the World Cup, you're not going to get it. And I'm Messi. I'm already the most accomplished soccer player of all time.
That's debatable. But
that is definitely debatable. There is a Pele that exists.
There's a Diego Maradona.
And yeah, there's a lot of other people. But you know what I mean. Of this generation, at the very least. I'm the best soccer player. I've already won the World Cup. I'm not going to play anymore. You want me to play in a friendly? What? Get out of here. I'm done.
Yeah. Go beat up on Panama? What?
Get out of here, dude. You want me to run around?
Oh, man. Well, real quick, let's step into the day spa. A zebra escaped a South Korean zoo and was wandering the streets of Seoul for 3 hours. This is how bad that is. if I were walking around Seoul, Korea, and I saw a zebra in the streets, yeah, I would think that's pretty par for the course, right? It wouldn't surprise me.
I would be along for the ride.
Yeah.
I just think...
it'd be fun to just watch. Are they dangerous?
No. I mean, everything
can
be dangerous.
Are they harmless?
They're not usually aggressive.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a zebra. You know, they're black and white stripe. I think he was just trying to tap into his soul.
Minus one.
Quickly.
Minus one.
Ooh.
It's very sad.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. So what happened with the zebra?
Yeah, did anyone...
Are you okay, Dan?
Dan froze.
Probably flying out here at Ultra Fest. Imagine if you're at Ultra and you see a zebra going through the crowd.
No, I'm sure a lot of people are reporting zebras.
I would find a way to not be in the way of the zebra.
Yeah.
And then I'll just...
Do you know how zebras defend themselves by running away in herds because they have the stripes and it confuses the predators?
Mm.
Cool.
So they, like...
That's cool.
I would just hope that...
Are they chill?
Wait.
Would they be lit?
Fig finds it cool that a natural animal defends itself by running away and confusing its prey.
That is cool. That's different. Yeah. You know, it's not like I'm going to fight with you. It's the confusing part for me. I'm going to confuse you.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I would just hope that poor animal does not get hurt.
No, for sure. Yeah. South Koreans aren't. It's not in North Korea. It's in South Korea.
Well, okay. I was talking about
Ultra.
People get scared and then do
a zebra at Ultra things to react to that.
I would definitely want to pet a zebra if it's walking through the crowd at Ultra.
Guys, are we sure it's an actual zebra? It is Ultra, you know.
There might just be someone dressed up as a zebra, which would be awesome.
It's a tree, guys.
It's a tree.
I can see Figgy's face. She wants us to go to break. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with a little hashtag what's trending here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bust it open, show me that. 560 WQAM, this is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin off this week. Leroy is golfing at a charity event today and tomorrow. I am Dan Day, along with Marcos Gonzalez and Jennifer Figueroa, a.k.a. J Fig. Right now, we're going to do a little hashtag what's trending. Let's go around real quick and get everybody familiar with your handle on Twitter. I am at Dan Day Radio.
I am at ArtGodSavii, Argot Savvy.
And I am JFig Radio on Instagram.
Yes. You got a new Twitter, didn't you?
I have a new Twitter. It is I am JFig.
Wow.
That is just one G.
One G.
That's how you actually spell my name, by the way.
That's how you do it.
Oh, we might have a spelling bee later, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll not prep for that.
All right.
Please don't. If you get everything
let's
right.
Let's see. How much so what? There's Twitter, there's Instagram, and I think that's it, right?
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. I got one.
You gotta, yeah, I wish.
I tell jokes on it. Actually, friend of mine, they do.
They do. You know what? Jokes, that is crazy that I did not know that OnlyFans actually has a variety of things.
It's just pay-per-view on the internet. People tell jokes. Yeah. People have cooking tips. Other people choose to do other things on OnlyFans. But it gets kind of this.
I should go on OnlyFans and do movie ratings.
That'll be like a huge mystery.
The only thing is like
they already have their money.
There's a minimum on OnlyFans though that you can charge. Like,
really?
I would like to charge like $1 a month and just try to get as many fans as possible. But there's like a minimum you have to charge a month.
Dan, I'd pay more than $1 for your OnlyFans.
I know, but I want to keep the expectations low.
Doesn't Mark Hochman have something similar to OnlyFans? He has like some kind of subscription going on.
A Twitter thing, though.
Yeah,
right?
He has that Twitter.
Super followers.
What is that? What goes on there?
Yeah.
Who knows? Every day Twitter is changing because...
I kind of gave up on
ownership,
that.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, what we're going to do right now is go to social media, check out what's trending. One thing that is trending.
Yes.
And this could be in the spelling bee later. Joe Zagacki.
Oh, wow.
He's trending.
Joe Zagacki is trending.
He's posted a picture from Kansas City pregame.
Yes.
Hurricanes, Cougars. That's University of Miami versus the University of Houston.
All right.
We're in KC with Mrs. Kane's voice, ready for the Sweet 16. Go Canes. There's a picture of him outside of a billboard with the U and Houston sign. And it's he and his lovely wife. And my thing is this great picture. Awesome. Cannot wait to hear Joe Zagacki on the call tonight, here on 560 WQAM. 6:30 is when the pregame starts. But his wife has taken the handle at Mrs. Kane's voice. That's hardcore.
That is. I aspire for the days where we have me and my wife have matching Instagram handles. Maybe I can be Mr. whatever she is. Mr. Planet Saver.
You aspire for the day?
That's the day. That's when I know that I've made
love.
It. Yeah,
that's love, you know? My grandparents were married for 75 years.
Yep.
Spent every day together. Well, what did you do? Well, me and my girl, we've got a matching.
I wouldn't even say it. I just show them our Instagram. I'd say, you know what we did.
Good job right there. Also,
I would never do that.
Will Manso.
No offense to anyone who does.
Will Manso. I don't know if this is a joke or if this is serious, but drinks at Mark Hochman's house tonight in Boca to celebrate FAU. I'll bring some boneless wings. I'm guessing that's a joke.
Yeah, the boneless thing is a giveaway.
Yes, he loves boneless wings.
I understand that part.
That is the sauce that he likes, right?
Is there a party and drinks at Mark Hochman's house and we're not invited?
No, he doesn't like people that much.
He has a parade going on and we have no idea.
I told you it was going to be at his house.
You're really onto something there.
I'm thinking it's a joke. I think Will Manso's joking around right there. Okay, I hope he is. He's going to advertise
someone else's party on Twitter. I don't think you could do that.
That's true. Good job. Thank you for making me feel better, Marcos. What do you have with trending, Marcos?
All right, so I saw that Vin Diesel.
No, you took mine.
All right, cool. So maybe I shouldn't do Vin Diesel then.
Go on.
I was trying to figure out why, and I'm not sure if you actually saw why.
No, I don't.
I just keep seeing a meme that keeps circulating, and I was like, "There's
a bunch of Vin Diesel."
Yeah, like there's no way that this has any sort of I guess credence to it. I don't even know if that's the correct word, but they say that scientists at Princeton, to be exact, replicated what they feel the first human would look like.
Ooh.
This is what I saw. Scientists at Princeton University have reconstructed this 3D model of how Adam, the first human being created by God, might have looked. And he looks strangely like Vin Diesel.
True.
And now, you know, Vin Diesel's really big into family.
True.
And no one drives better than him. Not sure how that correlates with this, but...
Keep talking.
Do you think Vin Diesel may... Or do you think the first human ever may have looked like Vin Diesel?
No.
Yeah, I think it would have been uglier.
I feel like they would have a lot more hair.
A lot more hair is what I was thinking,
too. A lot more hair, and the body type would have been probably a little bit different.
Like, doesn't this guy have a 5 o'clock shadow?
Evolution.
This is strange.
Yeah. But
how did he cut his hair?
I don't know if Vin Diesel feels good about that.
About that. He looks like the first human?
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that.
What if he's like, they're on to me?
I mean, Vin Diesel could be a billion years old or whatever, millions of years old, too. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't even know if I was going to try to give my top four
or top five Vin Diesel movies. I don't even know if I can name five Vin Diesel
movies. What's that babysitting one?
Oh, that's a good one. I gotta look it up.
Pacifier. The Pacifier. Pacifier.
I was gonna say, all I know is Triple X and Fast and
Furious. Wait, what's the one where they,
Chronicles of Riddick? He was in that one too.
Goodness.
Triple X.
The one that he's like, are you afraid of the dark?
But Pitch Black? No. Bloodshot? No.
I don't know.
Oh, do you know what, actually? Let me tell you what his number one role is, Vin Diesel. This is what he should be trending for. Do you know that he made millions on millions of dollars playing Groot?
I'm sure he did.
He just goes.
And he literally, what does he just do?
I am Groot.
I'm Groot.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he does is just say, I am Groot. And he literally is now in the MCU racking in millions on millions by saying, I am Groot.
It's set for life. Because even if his career falls apart and he can never act again, he can always go on those little tours that they go and sign autographs and take pictures with people. It's very nice. True. Very nice. Figgy, do you have anything that's trending?
Well, you know, he took mine.
Okay, well, I'll get to it.
But you know what? I can add on to this.
Yes.
I rode the Fast and the Furious ride.
Did you?
Last weekend.
Yes.
Because obviously you were in Orlando at Universal.
It's like the third time I said it.
Obviously.
I have to just give you all the content.
Thank you.
But it was my first time riding it, and I gotta say, the acting in that ride.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't like it?
Okay, let's break down. What do you mean by acting?
For sure.
Were there people standing next to your...
So basically, the ride is you're getting in a bus.
Yes.
And it's a party bus, and you're... In the beginning, it's Ludacris goes and says, "Oh, we're gonna take you to a party."
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the party bus is gonna pick you up.
Luda.
But then, you're in the bus, and you never get to a party
because things are fast and furious, J Fig. Things get crazy sometimes.
And the amount of insanity that you come across when you're on the ride.
You didn't like it. You didn't like the acting.
It's intense. Vin Diesel comes out of nowhere with holding onto a helicopter, and he's like, "Don't worry, guys, I got you."
And he did have
with
us.
No struggle whatsoever. And also, when they were at a weird—it wasn't even a party. I'm not gonna say it was a party because it just wasn't a party.
Yep.
They were talking to each other, but they were staring at us. It was just weird.
They wanted to engage us. It's one of those rides where you don't move.
It was extremely. It's not a roller coaster. Extremely corny.
It's one of those 3D screens. They were doing their best.
I'm going to skip it. Thank you, Big.
You probably should. You probably should.
What also is trending? Mawody from New Orleans, although we're from way different wards. He's from Uptown in the Garden District, and I'm from 7th Ward.
Yes.
Peyton Manning is trending, and because he's celebrating a birthday.
Is he?
47, a bird day, as they say. As my Cajun grandmother would say, bird day.
Nice.
Bird day, 47 years old today. Maybe the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Regular season.
Yeah, he won two Super Bowls, though. He also lost one to the Saints, which I appreciate. Thanks for taking one for the team. Peyton Manning's birthday today, so happy birthday, Peyton Manning. My greatest Peyton Manning memory would have to be him losing to the Saints in the Super Bowl right here in Miami. I know that's probably not his favorite memory, but to me, that's what I will always remember most from Peyton Manning. And then, of course, the great Manning cast. You got to admit, that Manning cast is unbelievable on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I do. I do like the Mannings. They are pretty funny. And his commercials are always great.
Yeah, for a guy that doesn't look like he has a lot of personality, he actually has a lot of personality.
Yep.
I really like that. Marcos, what else do you have that's trending?
All right. Are you guys familiar with this band? Not sure if you've ever heard of them.
Nickelback.
Fallout Boy.
Yes.
Fall Out Boy. Like those guys?
Love Fallout Boy.
Are you cool with them? Is that something that you're into?
Their new song, their new song, Love From
School?
The Other Side, is fantastic.
Is it? When did it come out? Is it super, super
new?
A month ago.
Yeah. I guess when they announced a tour.
Saying Love From The Other Side.
There you go.
Yeah, great song.
Never heard it.
I love Fallout Boy. Go ahead.
So what about them?
Well, Fall Out Boy will be appearing, I think it says appearing on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. So I'm assuming that they have some music that they're going to be advertising, and they'll be performing it live if you guys are interested.
It's the one that Daniel just sang to us.
If only someone...
We're going down.
Sugar, we're going down. What about Dance? Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
What about Thanks for the Memories?
Thanks for the Memories.
Oh, even though they were so
clean. See? Tastes like you, only sweeter. They got that from the movie Closer. Have you ever seen Closer?
No.
Natalie Portman.
No.
She's like, well, they end up cheating on each other in a relationship. And he's like,
damn.
What does he taste like? She goes, tastes like you, only sweeter.
Wow.
Mm. Now, Fall Out Boy's great. I like Fall Out Boy. If you like the emo music, they are.
They have some good hits.
Purveyors of emo. They do. Pop. They're great. Pete Wentz, Patrick Stump. Mm-hmm. Great guys. Figgy, you got something that's trending?
Me.
You are trending?
No.
Are you? Wait, I did think I thought I saw something about you. I really legitimately thought I saw something about you.
I would be super concerned if that was the case.
Yeah, actually, too. I'd be like, oh, my God.
There is... Oh, no. Never mind. I won't even touch that subject.
Of course, what is trending? Owls at Volunteers. Ooh. Trending because, you know, the Owls took care of those Tennessee Volunteers last night. I was so stoked up. I was so excited. It was unbelievable for me because I was pretty open about how I doubted the FAU Owls, and I'm very, very wrong. Dusty May also last night got his 100th career win.
Nice, impressive.
Dusty May doing some great things in Boca Raton.
Indeed.
Going to have a lot more than 100 wins when his career is over. Not sure all of his wins are going to be with the FAU Owls.
I don't know how long he's going to be here, though.
If I'm a big-time university program that needs a coach, I don't know where else you're looking. Is there anywhere else you're looking than old Dusty May? And I'm not saying FAU is not a great place to coach. I'm just saying there's some deep pockets in the NCAA Division I men's basketball world. Nonetheless, let's keep riding this Owl as long as we can. Let's go Owls. You get Kansas State tomorrow. That's going to be a big one. I'm going to have to get around and watch that one. Figgy, you're supposed to be going to the Panthers game, possibly. But
possibly.
But there's going to be a TV in there, so you have no doubt Mark Hochman's going to be in that suite with you because you're going to be living the suite life if you do go to the game. He's going to have the game on for sure because he is Mr. Boca Raton.
He is.
But officially, he
actually
won the award.
Has the key to the city.
Did he really?
No.
Okay, thank God.
That is believable, though.
It is believable. I mean,
he should.
He should, I think.
I don't even want to get into why he should have a key to Boca Raton.
He's just going to use it for things like going into
soft serve ice cream,
get a Shamrock Shake,
getting more Kirkland.
Yeah, so he's harmless. I say we give it
brand
to him.
Brand items.
We're going to discuss later on why Mark Hochman should have the key to the Boca Raton City. But next, we're going to get into, there was an incident last night, speaking of the Panthers game, a small incident. We're going to just take a look at it right here on the Tobin Leroy Show on 560 WQAM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it, check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy
cheese. All right, WQAM, Tobin and Leroy Show. Dan Day, J Big, Marcos Gonzalez. Hit me up on social media at Dan Day Radio, of course. Talked about it earlier. The Panthers did lose a critical game to the Maple Leafs last night. Another bad second quarter did them in, and a lot of people are upset with the Panthers. Do want to make mention of this. Not going to try to really get into the political issues or the ethical issues or the moral issues. Just want to let you know that an incident, or maybe a lack thereof incident, did happen last night pregame. See, last night at FLA Live Arena, it was LGBTQ plus Pride Night there. And across the league, teams were encouraged to wear a warm-up sweater that had a Pride patch on it. Some teams did abstain from doing that. The Panthers decided they were going to wear the pregame sweaters with the patch. Eric and Mark Stahl, the Stahl brothers, pregame even said, we've decided not to warm up. And they issued a statement saying they've decided not to warm up. They just, you know, just wanted to abstain, basically, is what they said. And then after the game, one of the brothers said, you know, we stand by our previous statement. That's really all I have to say. Some people are very upset. Some people are saying, you know, it is their right in this country. And you do have a right in this country to have opinions and to believe what you want to believe and not warm up if you choose. And it's one of those things. So there was LGBTQ plus Pride Night last night at FLA Live Arena, and the Stahl brothers chose not to warm up. And the reason they chose not to warm up was because they did not want to wear the warm up jersey with the Pride patch. And as I look at that, once again, it is a free country and you do have that right. And I'm very proud. And very proud that all of our ancestors came to this country for those rights. So I'm not making a statement either way. I have my own personal beliefs. I'm not going to push them on you right now. The Stahl brothers did what they thought was right. They stood by their statement. The rest of the league, though, did as much as they could to celebrate that community and make some type of gesture. The teams that totally just didn't wear the pregame stuff, that once again, it was within their rights, whether you agree with it or not. Stahl brothers, they played. They just did not warm up. And, you know, really, that's really all that I care to say, really get into it. I do like the fact that there is an LGBTQ plus Pride night. I do like the fact that the Florida Panthers did observe it. I do like the fact that they had the pregame sweaters with the patches. But I do respect, once again, the fact that the Stahl brothers have their right to not warm up or have their beliefs. And maybe it's a religious belief, maybe it's a political belief. That's their beliefs. And I respect that as much as anyone else does. And does it take away from the game? Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit for me. But at the same time, it's one of those things that, you know, it happens. And I want to just make note of it. I didn't want to just gloss over it. So many people would just gloss over it and say, well, just don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's actually not the, and not to just point them out, it's not the first time it's happened around the league. The Nashville Predators prospect Luke Prokop, I think is his name. He's the first openly gay player under the NHL contract. He recently spoke out about it because there's been several Pride Night issues around the league. The San Jose Sharks goaltender James Reimer chose not to partake in warmups on Pride Night, citing his religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as Prokop mentioned, it could be a little disheartening to some people, I can understand, where they these are important. You know, whatever the cause is, they have the Latin nights during a time of social unrest. The NBA was pivotal as far as the Black Lives Matter movement. Yeah. Colin Kaepernick in the NFL. Every sport kind of goes through these things. Even if I remember playing FIFA as a kid, and this is like FIFA, like early 2007, 2008 or whatever, and seeing even in the video game signs in the advertisements within the game where it says like end racism,
right?
And I'm like, why are these signs here? It was so confusing to me personally, but growing up and getting a better understanding of the world and the things that actually go on, you really see that sports is constantly used as a platform to push a narrative, because they know that there's going to be a lot of eyes that want to see LeBron James, Michael Jordan. And while we have these eyes, it is honorable to see these organizations use that opportunity to spread inclusion messages.
Right.
And like you were saying, though, I also respect, the San Jose Sharks goaltender as well as the Panthers players for choosing their own right, mm-hmm. and also choosing not to be disrespectful about it. You know, they're not burning certain things, or they're not saying that this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. They're just choosing not to partake. That's their
choice. They're just removing themselves.
They're abstaining.
Exactly. And that's okay. How else are you supposed to, you know?
And that's all the thing. Like, I don't need athletes telling me what to think and what to do. No, they have a right.
Yeah.
To believe what they believe and even vocalize it. You also, like, have the right not to listen to them and not agree with them at the same time. And that's why I respect the Stahl brothers. They have a right to not agree or not want to do that, and they didn't. And that's their right. And all I can say is this isn't a political issue for me right now. What I'm saying is, growing up as a white male in the deep South, in the heart of racism and everything, I have learned that hatred and bigotry and anger only pulls people apart. Love and understanding brings people together. And that's not politics. That's just what I've experienced in my life. So as inclusive and as loving and as understanding we can be, let's try to be that. Let's try to bring the world together and not pull ourselves apart, because we've seen what trying to pull ourselves apart can do. And I know what caring, loving, and accepting and understanding each other can possibly bring one day. So let's try to keep that in mind and just love each other today as much, especially when the Hurricanes win both games today. We'll be very happy because FAU and the Hurricanes will have moved on to the Elite Eight. We're going to talk about that more next here on 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.